Did you also have to go out to find new markets for the work?
No. No, I'm glad to say that people used to come, even during the Civil War. I was afraid that with this sort of increasing production, that, you know, when Michael was there, you know, I was a teacher in the secondary school, all the teachers from the secondary school used to flock over the pottery on the day that the kiln was being opened, and the ones who were lucky enough to have a free period, you know, a bit earlier in front of the others, we used to get the best pots, you see.
Yes.
And by the end of the day, everything was sold. And I thought, well, the market of half a dozen Peace Corps and English teachers, you know, is very soon going to be flooded. But gradually other people came, and we never really had very much trouble, as I say, even in spite of the Civil War and roadblocks and things.
Was any of that, of your output, sold locally?
Everything was sold locally.
But mainly to expatriates? And to
mainly to expatriates.
Yes.
But again, I tried to increase sales to the local people. And it worked. I mean, we increased. I mean, when Michael was there, although the prices were very, very low then, the number of Nigerians buying was very small. But by the time I left, the production was four times as great, and at least half of it was being sold to Nigerians.
Mm-hmm. And that would have been an emerging Nigerian middle class.
Yes.
Who would have bought the work.
Yes.
Yes. When we were talking a little bit yesterday, you were talking about different patterns in other potteries, in other places in Africa. Do you have much experience of other potteries in Africa and where they might have sold their work to?
Well, not really. I was taken down to a Kigwe pottery and a Kulu pottery in 1966, which was just after I'd been appointed. And there in a Kulu, there was a sort of small, it was really quite amazing, it was just like a little tiny piece of Stoke-on-Trent plonked down in a Nigerian village. It had a sort of brick wall all the way around, about 10 feet high or so, capped with cement and glass, and inside were, you know, concrete buildings. And the thing that amazed me most was that all the drains were covered with perforated metal, you know. Mm. And as I say, it was just like a little piece of Stoke-on-Trent.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taken down there, you know, to see how things should be done, and whether it would be possible to do this at Abuja, and preferably bigger and better. And I said, well, as a matter of fact, no. There are all sorts of reasons against it. First of all, there's coal at Akulu and not at Abuja. And secondly, rail connections and so on and so forth. And I said, it's really better to keep the sort of handmade type of pottery at Abuja. Throwing is a better way of doing things than jigger and jolly, you know, in the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.